Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Shall I introduce you today?
Yeah, I think it's best if you... I think you need to take ownership
okay?
of this segment.
You all right? He's wearing sunglasses. Is it bright in here? Didn't realise it was going
to be... Have you got yours as well?
It was going to be bright in here. Hi, welcome back to Vibe with Five. Stephen Howson, Rio Ferdinand, Joe L in the corner. We've got a guest that's going to be sitting here, someone that didn't lose this weekend. So we're going to keep our space open for our guest. Good guest as well, by the way.
Yeah.
Good guest.
Good lad.
What have you got to say for yourself?
I just wanted to say...
No one cares what you've got to say for yourself. This you brought in all on your own. As the visual internet representation of all Arsenal fans, this is you. This is you.
Funeral proceedings, yeah. It looks like.
All black funeral proceedings. Not because it's the end of the season.
But no, that's Wednesday. Is it Wednesday or Tuesday? Wednesday or Tuesday?
What?
The end of their season.
Oh, I think it's Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday.
Don't say that. Because online, everyone's going to go, Rio Ferdinand said we were going to lose on Wednesday. Just
no, I think it's advantage Bayern Munich at home in the Champions League with all that experience. Wow. It's advantage. I think you could win.
A hurt Bayern Munich. Yeah. 11 titles on the bounce.
Yeah.
Harry Kane, who just saw his opportunity to win something, go out the window.
Can you imagine if Harry Kane knocks them out of Europe. Wow.
Can I imagine? Tune in on Wednesday night to find out. Watch it live.
Granit Xhaka's gone to Bayer Leverkusen, who've never, ever, ever in their life won the Bundesliga, wins it. And he's even caught online that someone guy, listen, oi, like, shout out Arsenal, like, laughing at you lot, yeah? And then... Kane knocks you out as well, bro.
You can't act as if players ain't left United and gone elsewhere and done that.
I don't think
Di Maria's gone, PSG won stuff.
And get knocked out by us, yeah, you're right.
You know, well, no, but they've gone away and won stuff.
But all your ex-ones are the ones that are putting you out, Unai Emery.
No, but they've won stuff at places where you expect them to win. Gone to that PSG. Places like that where you expect to win.
He didn't go to Leverkusen, like, did he?
He's gone to Leverkusen, who's never associated himself with winning the Bundesliga. And
first
gone,
one, number
what's
one.
What's that got to do with us, though? You can't try to, like,
it was nothing to do with you.
Us.
It was nothing. But then he was online, him saying something about Arsenal.
He didn't say anything. It was what's his name? Jeremy Frimpong.
He greenlit it.
That kind of like instigated.
Yeah, but he greenlit it.
But as soon as Xhaka saw that he was like talking about Arsenal, he got out of the camera quick like that.
You listen, it made it to my device. I'll be honest, I'll see enough. But anyway, the mad thing is, as much as we're sitting here, the worst case scenario is happening.
What's the worst case scenario?
I wanted Arsenal to win the league.
No, you didn't.
You let him, what?
No, you didn't.
I don't want Liverpool or Man City to win the league.
I think Liverpool was the worst case scenario.
You say that, but your actions show that you're happy with Arsenal not winning if we don't win.
Well, we're happy with being
on five Instagram, on socials yesterday.
I'm not happy with Arsenal not winning. I am just laughing at some of the Arsenal fans like yourself who is walking about with a replica Premier League trophy.
That one.
Too early, premature, cigars, sunglasses, giving out like you guys are used to winning. And you're not.
I'm doubling down.
What?
No, you did that this year.
Still time to go.
You did that 93% of last season. You were top of the league.
We've got six games left.
Yeah.
Right. And there's still twists and turns in this league. I'm sure of it. No one expected Liverpool to lose against Crystal Palace.
Is that why you got tissues with you today?
No. Listen.
Biggest game of your season is Wednesday. Is Bayern Munich, because if you lose that game, you guys would never have been this low confidence wise under Arteta. Don't care what was going on before. To have a week like this where you was in control. And then all of a sudden, lose control, and then you're out of the Champions League.
Mm.
to a team that is lacking any type of confidence.
Everyone's all over
with
Saka
a Harry
as
Kane.
Well.
You're going to little 90 minute. I'd worry for you guys.
First of all,
people have clocked his diving.
I disagree.
People have clocked his 90 minute limp.
You guys can't be talking about managers losing confidence because it's not my manager walking out of press conferences, storming off. By the way, for no reason. Mm. So if you want to talk about managers and losing,
This is the Arsenal segment.
Let's just pause, Joel. Let's just pause. One, he didn't walk out of the press conference. He was already walking out when they asked him the last question. And get it continued.
Context again,
so,
context.
Listen, we're here for the truth, nothing but the truth. Mm. So help me God. Now, and the second point is, nobody cares. Everyone's here to roast you. So let's continue with that.
No one's here to roast me, Steve.
So I want to know why Saka is going out there, getting his name on bottles as you're bottling things.
Wow, that's too much.
Concentrate on your football.
No, I think endorsements and that is cool, but you're drawing the bottle and the bottling. The timing's nuts. I get that. Yeah. I get, but
first of all,
have you tasted the sauce?
Why don't we take it back to when they all went to the Fashion Week and we told you ain't a serious club.
That's
now, if you were a serious club,
that's got nothing to do with what happened yesterday. That's nothing to do with it.
No, the issue is everything's linked.
No, it's not.
It is.
The issue is that we tinkled
with a standard you accept.
We tinkled with a side that we didn't need to tinkle with. Like, if you look at...
Are you blaming Arteta?
I'm going to be honest with you. It looked like Aston Villa tinkled with you lot, to be honest.
I'm saying no, because if you saw the game, you would have known that in the first half, we should have been 3-4-0 up. We had chances upon chances.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, just like you lot shoulda beat Bournemouth.
But Arsenal segment, shut up.
So, but it happens. I think that's... Aston Villa are a good team. They beat you. You know this. Yeah. They're a good team. You can't have that many chances and you don't take them. Otherwise, you're going to get punished, bruv. And Ollie Watkins and Leon Bailey. Well, Leon Bailey first and Ollie Watkins.
Smokes you, like that.
So we did tell you, or I told you at least, that Bayern City's rejects wasn't going to win you the league.
He did say that. He said Zinchenko and Jesus aren't going to get
that's
you.
That's rude.
I actually solicit. I think it'll get you closer. But he said there was no way they're going to impact you.
You're not going to overtake City by buying the players that they're casting off.
Look,
no one think about wins it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
League in April.
What?
All right.
So why was there cake and cigars? So
wait, I think if someone wins the league in April, I think we've won it in April.
Liverpool did.
This particular league is not going to be won in April.
Okay.
It's going to be won.
We might have won it in March.
Nah, it's
2000.
It's probably going
to
be
whenever
won.
If you could check when Chester Races is on, guys, that's when we used to go. That's when the league was won some of the time. So we'd go Chester Races.
Was that this weekend just gone?
Yeah, that was Aintree.
So we used to go to that and we used to celebrate.
Listen, stop talking about the races because yours is done. Don't worry about that. Okay?
There's six games to go.
So why are you dressed in funeral attire?
Because I'm here to mourn yesterday's performance.
Right. So what went wrong then? You were there.
We
You were given it.
Well, there
by
was
the way.
A fire drill at some point because that fucking stadium emptied. With
why did the stadium empty so quick? I mean,
you
I've been there.
Let me talk.
Wait. Can I say something? Can we just insert the picture? By the way,
not really.
I've been there. For Champions League games the other day against Bayern, rocking, late, everyone stays behind. You go a goal down, two goals down within two minutes of each other, right? And I swear, my son went to me, Dad, look, the stadium's empty. I said, they're all leaving, Dad. I said, what? Let me look. Looked on there. Bro, empty seats everywhere. Support your team to the final minute.
Sure, you know what? If they'd so-called done as well as they've done and took it as close as they've took it, where they think they can actually go on and win the league...
Hmm.
Then surely you owe your fans more than just bouncing as soon as it gets to the 88th minute.
I agree.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Our guest might have come in and just saved the day.
Do you know what, Rio, as well, especially with how good the London transport system is as well. Get on like that. It's not like Old Trafford where I get stuck in a car park for an hour, is it?
I was saying, I messaged Ollie Watkins yesterday after the game and I said, oh, mate, you shouldn't have been on form today.
I hope he just replied with a picture of his chopper, genuinely.
He did not. Let's just say...
opportunity.
What did he say? Put it on the screen. What did he say?
I'm not doing that. He was as respectful as he could be. I'm just going to leave it as that.
Is
it?
Oh, fucking bore off, Ollie.
I need some, like, bit of riz, you know what I mean? Like, he should be hammering the life out of you.
Nah, look. We saw what happened yesterday.
I think loads of people in my comments.
I think the issue was that Arteta has changed things around.
So it's Arteta's fault?
No, well, I didn't say that.
Let's get that banner out again. Here we go. Arsenal.
Wait, can you let me finish?
No, not really.
If you look at... Paul Merson said it best, right?
Go on.
You stick with the team that got you to the 9 out of 10 wins. You don't start tinkering with it there and then. Unless there's an injury or something that we don't know about, it should have been what it was. And I think... What?
You're making me laugh.
I know what it is. He didn't play the stadium crowd noise in training. That's where he dropped.
And I don't think you should start Trossard either. I think Trossard is more of like an impact player for us. I think that's the route he should have went. And also, it just shows you that in the summer we're gonna need three positions, man. We're gonna need a striker.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in some games you've got to switch it up a little bit, as good as the guys have been.
Well, you bought him.
He's literally just sat here and said that he should be able to play the same team.
Yeah.
But then he's also got to switch it up.
No, but I'm saying
you are miles better without a striker because you need
different plans.
Go on then. For example, a striker.
A striker.
Who?
My preference, Isak.
Okay, go on.
That's my number one preference.
Okay, you'd be lucky to get him.
Yeah, but you never know.
Next.
We need an understudy for Bukayo Saka. We really do, because I think he's tired.
If this lot won,
give me something.
I'm going to throw even Mendes a DM and see what's going on. If that's the sort of moves they think they're pulling.
I think he's tired.
Who?
I think he's tired.
Who's the kind of person you can go?
Who's tired?
We can come back.
Who's tired?
Bukayo. He's played like every game since 2021.
All right. Bruno Fernandes says hi.
Yeah. Well, anyway. So him, we need someone there. And we also need, I think we need to look at the left position.
Left back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Zinchenko.
So like when I said buying City's rejects isn't going to get you closer to buying. You want to replace both of them?
No, it's
that's
not
very
replacing.
Interesting.
I just think you need a natural left back.
Do you think Saka looks tired? I don't think he looks tired.
I think he is.
No, he just walks off the pitch like he's tired every time.
I think he plays a lot of games.
He does play a lot of games.
There's a lot of pressure on him sometimes.
Yeah, it's football, man. If you're going to try and win, the pressure's there. It's that comes with it. It's part of it. I think he handles that well.
If we, right, purchasing those three positions,
mate, you go close again.
No, not close.
Oh.
We win the league.
Fuck off, Joel.
By this time next year. We win the league by this time next
year. Based on what?
Clear, gone.
Oh, you want to see who's laughing behind the camera as well?
I'm not looking at him.
Absolutely emptying himself.
I'm not looking at
Can our guest just come in, please? And just save the day. And just come in, man.
I'm not looking at our guest right about
come
now.
Come in. He's actually laughing at you. Yeah, man.
Right.
How you doing? Okay. Good to see you, man. Okay. Appreciate you coming down.
Right then, that will conclude today's roast of Joel. Thank you to everybody that has tuned in. Get your thoughts and comments in, and well wishes for Joel and Arsenal next season. We have got a very special guest joining us on Vibe with Five, and that's Andreas Pereira. So tune in and watch that one, because that'll be fun.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.